and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Boy, you can sure tell.
Nobody grabbed me when I said that. Yeah, good morning. Hey, it's 7:05 on June the 1st. Bob, you know what? Your pay's getting docked, but there is of it.
Are you telling me you didn't have any soap?
You let May get away from us.
You were reaching for the soap?
No, I wasn't reaching for the soap. Good morning. It's Carl on the bot. Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room there and say hello. We've got this is not quite the end of our candidate week. This is Friday, but I think we've got kind of a surprise for Monday. So,
oh wow!
Besides the fact that Enjoy Magazine is going to be here on Monday, but today Cheryl Clifford and Patrick Henry Jones are ending up the week here, talking about their viewpoints, their platforms and all that, and their qualifications. We also are going to be giving away tickets. We've got a whole lot of things going on, but good morning there, Bad Bob. Get out of the computer and say hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, busy, but nice drive in this morning. Beautiful conditions, but it's going to get a tad toasty.
I was listening to you yesterday do the weather. I thought, well, Bob, you have got such finesse. You did. It was like, and I,
I looked at Bob today and I said, Bob, I said, those guys down at Cypress Square Barbershop are doing a great job on your hair. Your hair's looking great. He says, I drive into work with the top down on my Jeep.
Why not?
That probably explains the beard part in the middle there, too.
Why not?
Hey, sweetheart. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
It's June 1st.
Absolutely. It's June 1st. We did On the Spot with Linda Bott last night. We had a great evening. I do have tickets left over. So before we get into the political forum, those of you who are early birds this morning, I've got two different sets of tickets for Saturday night. I've got Nana's Naughty Knickers, which you know is at the Riverfront Playhouse. Huge successful play. We have KCNR tickets specifically set for Saturday night. I've got tickets for that.
This Saturday night.
Okay. And on top of that, I have another set of tickets. If you don't want to do the theater and you want to hit the cabaret night, which is at Old City Hall, Trish Harris's company, Westside Performing Arts, is doing a cabaret night. So here you have two opportunities to see two different shows by calling us this morning. I want to make sure here it is Friday. I want to make sure you guys fill the seats. If you're like, what am I on Saturday night? Well, here you go. You have an opportunity to give you a ticket. 69 degrees right now in the downtown studio. It's going to be hot today. Temperatures reaching around 99. You know, could tip a little bit there. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 84.
Oh, great. Okay, hey, look, before we go to our Wells Fargo Minute, I want to remind everybody.
64. You need glasses, girlfriend. 64.
Petty Officer Ryan Wilson and as services tomorrow. Petty Officer Wilson died in Bahrain from a non-related, it wasn't related to combat. It was a medical condition. But his services tomorrow are at 2 p.m. at IGO. And there will be a celebration of life following that at 3:30, the First United Methodist Church. He died in Bahrain. He's been in the Navy for something like 8 years. He really enjoyed his work. I listened to his brother and his aunt. He was an intelligence specialist. One of ours out of Reading here. Anyway, his services will be tomorrow at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO at 2 p.m. and if you've got time or take time, please go on out there and let's pay our final respects to the petty officer for serving our country. All right. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading month, and the markets are sharply lower following a disappointing May employment report. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 147 points at 12,246. The S&P 500 down 18 points at 1292, while the NASDAQ Composite's giving up 41 points at 2786. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 160 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 24 cents at $7.11, Ford down 40 cents at 10.16, Sprint Nextel up 4 cents at 2.61, and ExxonMobil down 28 cents at 78.35. Stocks of local interest, PG&E down 7 cents at 43.63, Safeway's off 23 cents at 18.79, and North Valley Bank is down a dime at $12.80. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.48%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down $2.58 a barrel at $83.95. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $45.90 an ounce at $16.08.60. Silver's up 68 cents at $28.44. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. Chris Sondak, who is our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. It's Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they're located at Park Marina Drive. Good people, Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh. If you want to talk about what's going on in the market and trying to figure out what's going on, they're going to have a better idea than Obama does. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Signs, big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. we can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Chat Packers. Okay, you know what? We're going to be talking to you here about Relay for Life next week. It's going to start now. We need a couple things. We'd love to have you jump in with us. We are going to be out there 24 hours. We're going to be, we are called the Free Fire Walkers. So we're going to be selling tickets for a killer barbecue that was specifically made for KCNR. That's going to be $5 a ticket. So we're, you know, if you're, actually the barbecue is right inside the doors of the station. Really awesome, one of a kind. We also, are going to, be broadcasting. We'll be in and out of, the shows while we're out there. I'm starting I'll be doing the national anthem and then want to share with you for the first time. I'm bringing an original song that I haven't performed ever in Reading to start the walk, which is Let the Miracles Begin. So please come out, Chat Packers, people from KCNR, those that are listening. We need you here, as a big family to support, Relay for Life.
Okay. And we're going to be out there for the full 24 hours. Watch one of our people try to do the full 24 hours out there every lap. So, hey, our guest today, it's at the end of our week here, Cheryl Clifford.
Good morning.
Running for District Supervisor, District 4 here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. So,
how's it going?
it's been wonderful. I think the most fun part is going door to door meeting.
Really?
People. Yeah.
Is that, I mean, I've never done that before, gone door to door. I've never sold anything. I've never been a politician. I've never had to do that. I've never volunteered to go do it because, frankly, that's not something I would like to do, to go door to door. I mean, I would if I had to. Let me put it that way. So what's that like to go and knock on somebody's door? I mean, you probably know already what party they're in, right?
Well, most of the people are pretty decent. And, yeah, I do know what party they're in, which is always helpful. And
well, it kind of keeps people from going screaming, you know, that my name is Tree in the Sky and that I would never vote for Republican even if I saw them levitating over water.
Yeah, well, the more I do it, the quicker I get. Because the people get bored really fast. But I just love it. I love going up to homes and seeing the personalities that are go into their front door and the things that they do. And you know, I could swear every time I go to a house it's a Republican. 99 9/10% chance it's a if they have a flag it's a Republican.
Oh.
I could swear. You know, I don't mean to sound prejudiced against Democrats, but I'm telling you, I just feel so much better walking up to a house with all these patriot expressions. And by George, they're always friendlier.
How many people do you think that people, here's the question, do you think that people fly their flags as much as they used to?
Generally, no, except 9/11 did change some of that. So they are flying them more than they used to. And I've been doing the door-to-door thing for over 52 years. This is the first time I've done it for myself. I've done it for other candidates before.
Well, let's talk about that. Why are you running, Cheryl?
Well, because I just think it's about time I tried to do it myself, because I've had so much frustration getting other people elected to office, and then they turn into these people that I didn't know that when we were running for office, they don't stand by what they say. I'm really curious to see if I turn into a jerk, too.
I guess if you win, we'll find out in a couple of months.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about this yesterday, because every week we've had candidates on, and I've listened. I've been in it, and I've been outside listening to it. And I was thinking about when you get in the game, even with the biggest of intentions, you get in the game, and are you willing to bend? You know what I'm saying? Is that there's certain things that you really stand strong on, and you're in the game to even be heard, that you may have to give a little. I mean, that's kind of like the nature of the game, isn't it?
Well, they'll tell you that, but I think Patrick Jones has it right when he says, you know, when they're trying to get you to go along with something wrong, if it's wrong, it's wrong. You act like it's wrong. You can't, what's the point of, if you're 100% right and you believe it and you're dealing with somebody you think is 100% wrong, where's the integrity in going 50-50 with that?
Okay, 50-50. So in other words, compromise is not a bad word.
Well, no, it's not a bad word unless you're going along with something wrong.
Unless you're going on with something wrong.
Yeah.
But there are two sides to a lot of questions, though.
Oh, sure. And your job is to listen. For instance, with some of the issues that are coming up, people want me to make a decision now. Well, that's like asking a jury to decide before they hear all the evidence. I have some inclinations. I want more jobs in the area. And I want the environmental impact reports to be helpful to creating more jobs. But I shouldn't make up my mind in advance, which is what some people wanted me to do with Moody Flats.
Okay. Well, let's take a break here so we can get back into that and give ourselves some time. Our guest is Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County District Supervisor, District 4.
District 4.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, urging you to vote for Sherry Beck for your county supervisor. Sherry's the only candidate with the experience in government and dedicated years of community service to effectively serve Shasta County at this very difficult time, the most challenging time for any supervisor. Sherry Beck is the one for the job. I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck for your supervisor.
I'm Jim Pope, retired Shasta County Sheriff. With over 40 years in law enforcement, I believe Sherry Beck is qualified and experienced to be our next supervisor in District 4. She is committed to building a new jail to make criminals accountable and keep them off the streets. She is focused on the safety of all Shasta County citizens, and I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor. When elected, I will work tirelessly to justify your confidence and support.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck, District 4 Supervisor.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County. Paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, June the 1st, we've lost May. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's not just great coffee that you need in the morning, but it's also got icy drinks, finest walk-in humidor in the state. They're having a big sale on cigars. Buy six and you get one free, six sticks. Last stick standing, I think, is what they call it. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our friends down there have been in business for over 35 years, and they support this community, Joe and Shelley. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Two questions here. We are interviewing right now Cheryl Clifford. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And we're taking calls here, 605-4567. The first question is that we were talking at the break. Sometimes great stuff happens at the break. And you mm-hmm. said, one of my pet peeves is that people think I'm just a housewife. Well, both of us are, Burr went up like, hate the term, just mm-hmm. a housewife. What are you doing, and what is that? How does that make you feel? And explain yourself on that.
Okay, well, I'm going to repeat what I told the Palo Cedro residents out there just a couple days ago, because people don't know what I've done. But this is in within about 2 minutes, 52 years of political experience. I'm going to rattle it off real fast. I've worked to get small government candidates elected since 1960, which included being a Goldwater girl before it was popular to admit it. I have citizen lobbied on local, state, and federal levels on behalf of several pro-family organizations for the California Republican Assembly and for Citizens for a Sound Economy, which today is known as Freedom Works. I've testified before local and state legislative committees and met with dozens of legislators. I've participated in many petition drives and gathered thousands of signatures in all kinds of inclement weather. I've organized pro-troop events. I'm a past president of the Shasta County American Diabetes Association, the Shasta County Republican Assembly, and the Reading Tennis Club. I've spent hundreds of hours researching legislation and reporting my findings on conservative websites since 2000. I've done much of my own reporting, and my original and first news website was visited daily by news media, radio talk shows, and legislators. I've been elected to Republican Central committees in two states. I've served on state Republican bylaws committees, rules committees, resolutions committee. I've been an alternate delegate and a full delegate to many state Republican conventions. However, the most important job I've ever had is as a mother and a housewife. I agree with Margaret Thatcher when she said, any woman who understands the problems of running a home will be nearer to understanding the problems of running a country. I'm not running for president, but I know I do a better job than Obama. At least I'm a capitalist.
Okay, well,
bravo.
Well, didn't expect a statement like that, but okay.
Love it.
Okay, let's talk about that then. The economy here. Let's start realigning it. We've got criminals all over the place here. The sheriff says it. The chief of police says it. You go down to Hilltop Drive, and the owners association down there has got a better intelligence set up so they can watch out for criminals than probably the military does. And there's still crime everywhere. What's your, what can you do about the realignment question? What's your thoughts on this realignment question?
Well, I think the first thing is a priority on your spending. When you realize that millions have been given to fight global climate change, and then they turn around and tell us there's not enough money for law enforcement. Well, for Pete's sake, why is it the last thing on the budget, whether it's state or local? Why? And since we're so dependent upon state monies, we need to do something to get them to put law enforcement first. Obviously, it's not first, or else they wouldn't have spent millions on other things.
Well, what about here in the county? On law enforcement, do you see cutting funds out of other programs to put it in our law enforcement program, the jail?
Well, I would love to. I'd like to get rid of any local version of the EPA, because I think that they've just been a useless department. I don't like what they've done to citizens when they try to do things with their private property and they end up having to go through processes that are forever and expensive.
You said something about the environmental, when you do the environmental study.
Yes.
You said something to help businesses instead of harm them. What did you mean by that?
No, they're not help. Well, they should help them, but
yeah,
they don't.
But what did you mean by that? Yeah, but well, in what way? How would they help them?
Well, the way they'd help them is reduce some of the requirements. A lot of the people that I've talked to going door to door, I'm running into so many people who have applied for permits to do things with their property, and they're put through a process where they're required to do environmental reports at their expense, and it's endless. And a lot of people give up.
It does cost a lot of money for this, but don't you believe there should be some environmental impact statements?
No, nowhere near as much as there is.
Okay.
No.
All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Cheryl Clifford, who's running for District 4 supervisor. It's a big race. I think there's five people. We're going to come back, and we've come back, and we're going to talk about some specifics on the economy and some ideas that she has about bringing economy, or, you know, bringing jobs to Redding in Shasta County. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks continue their downward trend following a weak report on the U.S. labor market. Employers added 69,000 jobs in May, marking the smallest monthly increase in a year, and the unemployment rate ticked higher to 8.2%. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down 160 points. The lower-than-expected jobs numbers also weighing on oil prices. A weak manufacturing report from China and the ongoing European debt crisis are also fueling concerns about demand. Crude is hovering around $84 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. And it looks like we'll get some new information on MF Global come Monday. Fox Business's Charlie Gasparino reports trustee James Giddens is scheduled to release a status report on the more than $1.6 billion in missing MF Global customer money. This comes as federal officials weigh immunity for the firm's former assistant treasurer, Edith O'Brien. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Redding Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning. It is now June the 1st, and we've lost May, and now we're going into June. And at some time, Bad Bob, I'm going to probably say, Bad Bob, what happened to June? Yeah.
We're almost halfway.
Well, yeah. And it means we're still paying taxes, though, right? Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure. I mean, we're still supporting the government. We're still working for the government right now, I believe. Our guest is Cheryl Clifford, and she's running for District 4 supervisor position. And before I ask a question, we'll have Ann. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have
Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah, I
have
her.
A question.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Hold on. Headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was my problem. That was my fault. I didn't hand her the headphones there.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, no, it's okay. Okay, Ann.
Hi. We'll try again.
Okay.
Cheryl, I have a question regarding using the Data Quality Act effectively.
Yeah.
When individuals or businesses come to the county and with plans for a project, and some of these agencies like the Army Corps of Engineers, EPA, California Fish and Game, et cetera, come back with these claims that, well, this will be violated or this or that, and they'll use some data that they've cooked up from some place. As a supervisor, would you challenge that with the Data Quality Act? Because that is a valuable tool we have that really is not used efficiently by our elected officials.
Yeah, that's one of the most important parts of my platform is to invoke the Data Quality Act. It is time to make those who make those claims give us empirical scientific evidence that can be proven. We have allowed the economy to be deeply hurt just for conjecture, pure conjecture. They haven't had to prove anything. And I don't know how they got this kind of authority, but what's really scary about it is not only have they been given the authority to make these decisions and to force us to do things without evidence that it's even true, but there are so many levels of government that are forcing us to do this. And people deal with it on one level, the county level, and then the state comes after them. And then the federal government comes after them. And I, you know, talking to people, Rivera Janselmo is far from being the only one that has suddenly had people show up from three branches of government on his property inspecting his land for any infractions. And most of the time, the requirements are just silly. I mean, the spotted owl is the obvious example that is just absurd. They never, ever proved that the spotted owl needed old growth trees. They've never even proven that we need the spotted owls and that if they went the way of the dinosaur, that anybody wouldn't miss them. And, you know, they've used it to stop so much work on people's own private property. They've done it to corporations. Simpson grew their own trees on their own land. Then they came in with their magnifying glasses and found some shrimp or some bug. We try to solve the water issues, and then they tell us that something's a wetland, and then we can't use the water there the way we planned. Everywhere you go, you're running into environmental lawsuits. You can look at almost every issue that we talk about. It doesn't matter if it's law enforcement, the economy, or water, or natural resources. We're running into environmental lawsuits that get in the way of every single thing we need to go forward with. I call them green bullies, and they're everywhere on every level. Somebody on a local level has got to stand up to this.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard anybody say the spotted owl could go the way of the dinosaur, and who cares, and what impact would it have? I think you're the first person I've heard say that, Cheryl.
Well, they never provided proof, and for some reason, nobody's even asked them to.
Okay.
I've never heard.
I mean, The spotted owl controversy has been around, but it's not just the spotted owl. As far as people coming on your land, it seems like as soon as you say, as soon as you start to build something, it gives permission from everybody to come on your property without talking to you first.
Exactly.
Which leads to a, question in here about if you're elected supervisor, what's going on in the, in Russ Maul's department? Even though Russ Maul says he's going to retire in January, what do you think that, that there could be changes made in that department?
Well, as I alluded earlier to doing away with anything that I think is similar to the EPA on a local level, and I question whether or not some of the departments that exist should even be there. I'd like to cut out some of the departments. I have a hunch that the resource management department is one thing that could go and nobody'd miss it.
Okay. Well, why?
Because I think the requirements there are repetitive.
Repetitive with other county with departments?
With the state, with the federal government. We're being hit on three different levels. Either it should be just local, or we should be telling the state and the federal to butt out.
Okay.
And I think too much authority has been in one person. That's one of the things that concerns me about that position, too.
Well, you know what? I that has come up is that you've got one man, as he said, if you eat, drink, or breathe, it comes under his department.
Right, and these are unelected people. And recently, when the Board of Supervisors just recently voted to give Mr. Lees even more authority as far as appointing people to head of the departments are concerned, I think that's going in the wrong direction. I think the Board of Supervisors needs to take back more of their authority and use their parking spaces.
Oh, well, here's what I believe. I mean, even though we're talking about you, I think if we elect the Board of Supervisors, we need to trust the person we vote. I mean, that we vote for, one. And two, the Board of Supervisors should be the one that's running the departments via Larry Lees. You need a good XO to run it. But if the Board of Supervisors doesn't take a real interest in what's going on in those each one of those departments, they're not doing the job we hired them to do.
Well, the wording of what I wrote said, in effect, that he doesn't even have to go to them for final approval, apparently. I mean, they are really leaving it totally up to him.
Well, I see, and I know Larry Lees, and I know he's an honorable man and all this, but I don't believe that he should have the final say. I believe the Board of Supervisors should, but we got to take a break, and which is what you've just said, right? I'm not just agreeing with you. I just think if you hire somebody and you're paying them for a full-time job to do this, which is what we're doing, then they need to take a real interest in who those department heads are, and they have got to supervise. And you can do it through an XO, but they better have the final say on everything. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Which part's made in Japan?
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan.
And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I like that song. Carl Linda Bott. 7:45 in the morning, June the 1st. And what else?
Currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Today we're having temperatures to around 99 degrees, mostly clear tonight with 64. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards tonight, tomorrow night. We've got fabulous music out on the deck of Anselmo Vineyards. Do give a call, 474-5546, for reservations.
Okay, we got the phone lines backed up here. Who's on number one here? Daniel, good morning. You're on line one.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Cheryl?
Well, Cheryl, I liked your message pretty well, but I'm actually just making a quick call in to give you the report on the bus to the Veterans Cemetery.
Okay, why don't you call back then at about 5 after 8? Okay, and we'll do it right then. Okay, thanks, Daniel. All right. Okay, Bill, good morning. Bill, good morning. You have a question for Cheryl? Bill,
yes.
Good morning. Do you have a question for Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready.
Okay. Judicial reform in Shasta County. I think it's unconscionable that the judges preempt a jurors by saying that they're going to give them instructions on how to vote. And I'd like to know, as a supervisor, do you think that we can have the power of the people taken back and throw these crumbum judges out and get some legitimate judges in there that the people want and can vote for?
Okay. Is that a...
Well, sure. I hear some frustration there, and it's probably right. I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth, what the process is of getting rid of some of the bad judges, but I know they're there. I've watched a lot of court cases, actually. And if there is a way to do something about getting better judges, you can bet your life I'll do it. But I can't say that I know exactly how to do it at this point.
I think that trying to, you know, appointed judges is something that what Bill is saying is that we've got people in there that they're making decisions, and how do they get in there, and is there a way of having them removed?
Yeah, and I, what I sense from Bill is that he's aware that there is some corruption now and then, and when people come across it, they feel really frustrated because it doesn't make the mainstream news, and they feel alone. And so he's probably aware of some of things that most people are not, and that's what he's addressing.
Okay, let's go on to you wanted to talk about. You said something about a recall election in another state that has a lot to do with us.
Yeah, you know, and there is a connection. You know, why is it important to Shasta County that Scott Walker win? Well, I'll tell you, because he represents one of two main ways that we're going about trying to fix our economies.
Okay, can you tell everybody in case they don't know who Scott Walker is?
Oh, yeah, Scott Walker is governor of Wisconsin, and he's one of the few brave people that's really fought the union system on many different levels. And as anybody who's been watching the news knows, the vindictiveness against him has been quite phenomenal, and it shows what happens to you if you try to do the right thing and actually cut government. They're going to really be very angry with you. But there's really basically only two approaches to the economy, and that is that you expand government, you look for new revenue. As one of my opponents put it recently, we need to have creative solutions to provide revenue. Well, put your hand over your wallet when you hear that term, creative solutions. What we really need to do is cut. But see, there's two ways. I'm going to call one of them the Chicago way, because Chicago is an example of a city that did it the wrong way, and they do it the way most cities do. Chicago was offered big money from Cintra, which is a Spanish corporation, and they gave them millions of dollars and said, let us build toll roads around Chicago. Well, along with this deal for 99 years lease, they give to the schools within a certain radius of the road. Then the PERS people from all levels of unions invest in Cintra. So it's a circle. It's the dominoes. You know, we'll make it easy for Cintra to have this business, and then we'll invest. The trouble is you lose your local sovereignty in the process, and it's a kick-the-can-down-the-road process. Compare that, contrast that with Mr. Walker, who's decided to have the revolution now. He's going to fight the unions now. He's not worrying about pleasing everybody. Cintra made overtures to airports and towns in Wisconsin as well. Cintra, I don't know if you're aware, but they're a company from Spain that wants to have toll roads around the whole world, and they've been making huge progress. But Wisconsin said, thanks, but no thanks. We don't feel comfortable having international companies own our roads and our airports and our baggage departments for 99 years. And so they're having the fight now. That's why they want to get rid of Walker.
Well, well, tie that into what's going on. I mean, here, I'm not sure that.
Okay, because the same type of decisions need to be made here. We just had some rounds to get those people on PERS to consent and go along with us to reform PERS locally. And it was a huge fight. Patrick Jones went through this huge fight getting them to pay some of their own money. But they fought it very hard. And anytime you want to reform PERS, you have a terrible battle on your hands. And you talk to someone in the police who talks about this, and you would think that they died on the cross for us just to make this little headway in the right direction. And I think people are getting tired of that attitude. You know, we need to reform PERS. And Scott Walker is showing that on a statewide level they can do this. And see, people copy. Our legislators copy what they think succeeds in other states. Our legislators went to Texas to see what it was that Perry was doing. Our own guys traveled to Texas.
Yeah, so they're not going to do anything, but they did travel there, probably had a good time.
Right. Well, but Texas is doing the same thing Chicago did when it comes to Cintra, you see? And so so do you want them copying that, or do you want them copying Governor Walker? I want the legislators here and the local people in government here to copy Walker. Have the battle now. Do the brave thing now. Because if we don't do it, our grandkids will have to do it.
You know, I don't think anybody has any problem at all knowing where you stand,
no.
Carol.
Good.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices.
Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land. But Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is June the 1st, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the people at Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. They are the people, a local company, your local Dodge and Ram dealer, and everything else you can imagine that you would probably want to buy. They have, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership, Dodge and Ford. They serve our city and the surrounding areas, and it's not just that they're our neighbors. They do great work. They're going to give you great deals and great service after you buy that vehicle, whether it's new or used. They've got a used vehicle also, trucks, SUVs, cars, you say it, we've got it. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and the service they do. That's Crown Motors of Reading. Again, local. Just keep it local.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. And we are going to be closing this hour up with Cheryl Clifford. One more time, guys. I do have tickets for Saturday night's performance at Nana's Naughty Knickers. Of course, it's Riverfront Playhouse. They're always great. Support your local theater. It's always great. Great performances. We've got two tickets for free here, and that's for tomorrow night's performance. So give us a call, 605-4567. Later in the 8 o'clock hour, we have tickets to give away for Cabaret Night. That's at Old City Hall. And those tickets are $30 tickets. We're giving those away free. We want to fill the seats, you guys. So you know how that is. You want to be able to know that we are supporting our local theater on every level.
Okay. Cheryl Clifford is our guest running for District Supervisor, District 4. Record Searchlight seems to have a case that they want you to be defeated, you and Patrick Jones. Their editorial today is that because you've taken money from Reversion Selmo, who also has given money to people that the Record Searchlight has also endorsed, but they don't mention that. What do you think about this? I mean, doesn't Reversion Selmo have a right to give money to candidates?
Well, of course he does, and I think some of the political action committee donations are more of a worry than an individual who's giving you money. I went to Reversion and asked him for help. That was one of the hardest job interviews I ever had. It took me all day to convince him that I was someone that wanted to fight corruption in the county. And I think the Record Searchlight is a little bit delayed in being concerned about ethics. To me, the ethical concerns that bother me are when you have a supervisor who goes on hunting trips with someone like Mr. Mull or with any unelected employee, so that when a citizen comes to complain about said employee. The supervisor's so buddy-buddy with him, got an unprofessional relationship with him that keeps him from being sympathetic to the person who's complaining to the county. And it isn't just Rivera's that this has happened to. This is what people got to understand. My going door-to-door, I have talked with quite a few people who have been through very similar experiences. And, you know, when you apply for a permit and they kill your plans by delaying and delaying and delaying and make you pay for one study after the other, and then hint that if you give 25% of your land as a wetland, maybe the permit process could go a little easier. I think that's corruption. I don't like that. He is not alone. This is something that a lot of people in the county want addressed. That's the kind of ethical concerns I have.
Yeah, I was wondering about the Record Searchlight, and we'll talk about more about them. Okay, how do they get a hold of you? We've got just like 30 seconds left.
Go to my website, CherylClifford.com. That's C-H-E-R-R-I-L-L, Clifford.com. My phone number is 276-9171. Please feel free to call me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Cheryl Clifford has been our guest in this first segment. Patrick Henry Jones is joining us at 8:05, and we're going to be talking with Patrick about his run.
Go, Patrick.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Unemployment's up. Hiring's down.
Just 69,000 new non-farm payroll jobs created last month.
And April was revised lower, too. So it's two straight months below 100,000.
And we haven't seen that since the summer stall out in job creation last year.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes. The unemployment rate rose to 8.2%, sparking a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 222 points. What's the political reaction? Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Where neither side is happy with the report.
Are we where we want to be? Absolutely not. And today's job numbers show we need to make further progress.
But Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen says there's no progress in reverting to Republican policies that put the economy into this mess. House Republican leader Eric Cantor says there's one thing for sure that will not pass as progress.
We're not going to, if we can, allow taxes to go up on anybody.
And Dave Cantor calls the new jobs numbers pathetic.
Now, Rich, we were buying American at car dealers last month. Chrysler sales surged 30% over last year. Ford's rose 13%. GM reports an 11% increase on big demand for pickup trucks. The UN wants an independent probe into last week's massacre in Syria amid more reports of violence. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Another grim execution, Dave. Gunmen reportedly shot 11 people on their way to work near Homs. Both sides blame each other. Meanwhile, there's still protesters on the streets across the country, some coming under fire from government troops in Deraa, Damascus, and Aleppo. Special Envoy Kofi Annan says he's frustrated over the slow progress there.
The Council and the countries involved will have to keep working together to find a solution.
Speaking from neighboring Lebanon, Annan appealed again to President Assad to stick to his peace plan. Dave.
Emily, Secretary of State Clinton says Russia's stance on Syria is a continuing support of the regime. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be.
Just call 1-800-706-2787.
Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
As the U.S. continues to try to stop Iran from building a nuclear weapon, comes news that we've been attacking Iran for years.
A series of computer viruses wreaking havoc on an Iranian nuclear facility were sped up on the orders of President Obama in his first months in office. A national security official confirms to Fox the so-called Stuxnet virus launched by the Bush administration under codename Olympic Games was accelerated on the authority of the new administration, even after an element of the secret code was accidentally made public in the summer of 2010. Iran has blamed the cyber breach on Israel and the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The Taliban goes on the attack in Afghanistan.
The powerful blast happened at the first checkpoint leading to the U.S.-led coalition base near the town of Khost in eastern Afghanistan. The explosion was so powerful it was felt 3 miles away. Reports say insurgents then attacked the base. The police chief of Khost told Fox News 7 members of the Afghan security forces were killed in the blast and fighting, and another 12 wounded. In Kabul, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
New Mexico's biggest wildfire ever keeps growing, up to 339 square miles now, burning in an isolated mountainous area. Couch potatoes. Well, like hearing this.
Could exercising be bad for you? One study says yes. A group of well-known researchers from top universities like Duke combined data from 6 exercise studies and found that 10% actually got worse in blood pressure, insulin levels, or cholesterol. The researchers are calling the results bizarre and are unsure of the reason. They told the New York Times they want to do further research and worry the current findings may give people an excuse not to exercise. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
An unusual traffic tie-up this morning in rural Pennsylvania, where 2 highways intersect. 2 cows were merging. The mating bovines refused to budge until the Agriculture Department managed to steer them away. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad. It's 8:05 in the morning on June the 1st. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat room. Everybody's in it except John Dixon, who seems still to be having problems with his carrier, not ours. Good morning, John.
I just talked to John. John,
didn't you just talk to John?
Yeah, John,
we missed John. Where is
John's going to be representing us on Saturday night for Nana's 99. He's going to get up and say, "Hey, I'm KCNR."
You know
he co-hosts. He
advertises himself as a part-time host here.
He's king of the chat pack. You know, come on. So okay. John's going to be stand up for us. And so anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
We want to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we are a little over an hour and a half into the new trading month, and the markets are sharply lower following a disappointing May employment report. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 229 points at 12,164. The S&P 500 off 26 points at 1,284, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 60 points at 2,767. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 258 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 31 cents at $16.01, Intel off 56 cents at $25.28, Microsoft down 50 cents at $28.69, and Apple is down $8.86 at $568.52. Of local interest, Safeway down 40 cents at $18.62, North Valley Bank down a dime at $12.80, and Verizon off 52 cents at $41.12. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.47%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $2.88 a barrel at $83.65. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $46.36 an ounce at $16.09.06. Silver's adding 61 cents at $28.37. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey,
thank
Chris.
You.
Thank you, Chris. Hey, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Go down and visit them at Park Marina Drive. They have great information and great advice. Let's go to Daniel with our bus report. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what's going on with your bus report? What's happening?
Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to call you in sooner, and I think that we had a pretty good success this year. You know, in November, we only had about 12 people. But this year we have 33. I got 57 seats on that bus. So in November, when Veterans Day happens, I hope we can fill that thing up.
Well, we're going to try that. We're going to take it's a full load. It helps. It helps the parking out there, and it also gives people can go up there, attend the service and leave. And Daniel, thank you so much for providing that bus for everybody.
It's my pleasure. Anyway, the really good thing, too, is you don't have to walk so far if you ride the bus.
That's true. Okay. Hey, Daniel.
So we're going to keep on it. And I appreciate your support. And, Carl, by the way, I just want to remind you, you owe me some graphics.
I owe you some what?
Some graphics. KCNR graphics.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you've got it. Okay, I thought you said rabbits.
Yeah,
I thought I didn't know about rabbits. But graphics, yes.
Squirrels, maybe. Rabbits, no, but graphics, yes.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Daniel. Thanks for what you do. All right. Okay, before, you know, I mean, you want to do the weather.
Are you twisted on the tongue?
No, I am, but you want to do the weather here?
Okay, of course. It's going to be warm today with 9. Oh, we're starting off here. 99 degrees today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64 degrees. It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Well, wouldn't you know, it's all over the paper, Anselmo Vineyards, but they are the fabulous sponsors of our weather every day here, as well as, you know, the great music series that goes out there, and the food is spectacular.
474-5546 is their number. Hey, tomorrow at 2 p.m., there's going to be services at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo for Petty Officer 1 Ryan James Wilson, who died in Bahrain, not from combat injuries, but died in service of our country. He's from Reading, and is was returned home last week. And so tomorrow at 2 p.m. are the services for Petty Officer Wilson, and I encourage people to go there and to pay their final respects to Petty Officer Wilson. He's been in combat, and he's been he was supporting combat operations in Bahrain, and it's 26 years old. And like I said, these are from medical reasons, not a combat related injury, but for medical reasons. But he served our country, and he has put his life on the line for us. So at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Northern California Veterans Cemetery, you may not know Petty Officer Wilson, I don't, but I'm going to try very hard to be there for that. Okay, our guest after the break with Patrick Henry Jones. And you know, do you want to talk about the editorial they hit today there, Patrick?
I would love to.
All right, we're going to come right back. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Signs, big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed, could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have done so much for our community. Joe and Shelley have, besides just having a great business with Espresso Joe's and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our community. They support our community in a lot of, in numerous ways, and fundraisers, and providing a community room for people to meet. You know, supporting people that are down on their luck. You know, and just that you never know about. But that's just part of why staying local and doing business with people that are local is the way to go. And they will meet or beat any price on tobacco products that you're going to see in this city.
20-ounce coffee drink, iced or hot, cookie dough is the flavor of the month. $3, man, which, you know, just drive in there.
Try and find that someplace.
Go in and tell them hello from Carl and Linda Bott and how much you appreciate them. $3 for 20 ounce. That's pretty good. That's a good deal. It's $2 cheaper than anywhere else in town.
Okay, our guest is Patrick Henry Jones, who's running for district supervisor, District
3.
I asked Cheryl Clifford this question in the last hour. The Record Searchlight seems to have has a concerted effort to defeat you by trying to say that taking money from people, in this case, Reverge and Selmo, somehow is wrong.
Well, first, thank you, Carl, and I wanted to thank both you and Linda. You know, this is another good political season. It's slowly wrapping up here, and you guys have done a great job getting all the candidates in, better than anyone else anywhere, getting people to come here and to speak what's on their mind and really letting the community know what these possible candidates, you know, have in store for us in the future. So thank you for that. It's been a big community help. I can tell you out there, everybody's talking about it. You know, the paper here, I think, is making themselves irrelevant here as the years go by. You know, they criticize us when we don't raise money. They've criticized one of my candidates, my opponents in District 3 race, Fred Reines, for not raising money, and so they trivialized him because he didn't raise much money. And then they beat me up for raising the most amount of money. You can't have it both ways, you know, and as long as this system is the way that it is, you know, we have to try to raise funds so we can get our message out and be successful candidates. And the paper knows that. So here they're taking shots at people that maybe are a little too conservative for them. But I would ask this to the editors at the paper. Who has been here the longest? Who has been in this community? Who has been working? For me, 30-plus years in the private sector here in Shasta County. I think the paper and the folks at the paper need to get out into the community a little bit longer before making some of these bold statements. You know, they didn't criticize the unions when they came forward in 2010 and gave over $30,000 per each candidate. That's what they spent on each candidate in council race here in the city of Reading. I didn't see them beat them up. They're simply trying to pick a side, to pick their winners, and essentially that's what this country is about, but yet they criticize some for doing it. They won't criticize themselves when they do it. They can't have it both ways.
And, you know, and there's one thing about an editorial, and that's an editorial is kind of like how we are. We're a talk radio. We try to be as fair as we can, but people know that, you know, we take stands on things. But when you go to front page, like they did a couple of weeks ago, that to me, it goes far beyond the pale. When you do that, and you start putting photos of people in there, and how much money they were taken, and then they ask one of the opponents to say, "Do you think this is fair?" And the opponent, who by the way, Steve Allen, whom we like, who's running for office, but you know, and who represents the unions, they ask him for his statement, and he gives it, but they don't follow it up by saying, "Well, what about you giving, you know, $30,000 per candidate in the city council election?" And see, that's my problem, is when you take it to the front page like that. The editorial, yes. You know, Bruce Ross, whoever writes it, has a right to say that. But to marginalize.
Not
to marginalize.
Steve Allen personally, but Steve Allen representing the union.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, Steve Allen is a spokesman, and he does his job well, and nobody's going to dispute that. But to have, to use it on the front page and to take, to put photos up there, it's almost like a wanted list. And I know I'm taking your time, Patrick, but well, this just came out today, and it just rankles me that they think that, you know, because somebody who talks to somebody and says, you know what, I agree with what they're saying and what they stand for, I'm going to give them some money, that you're being bought. And that is so wrong.
You know, and I have a history over the years. I have, you know, being an elected official since 2006, and I have proven that just because you get endorsements, financial or just simple endorsements for groups, from groups or individuals, that they don't always get their way. Ask the Chamber of Commerce, ask the builders, ask the realtors, ask the unions if I gave them always what they want. And I think the answer is firmly no. We represent the entire body. And in this case, for District 3, we're going to represent the entire county and particularly the residents of our district. And this endorsement from Mr. Anselmo won't change that. You know, it simply won't change that. And it's not going to buy him one penny's worth of extra support. The idea here, and I told the paper this, that I accept monies from people that I believe in. You didn't see me accept monies from Jane Fonda. You didn't see me.
Did she offer?
No. But I don't believe in her and her cause. But I do believe in Mr. Anselmo's cause, and I've paid close attention to it as you have. And I think here we have a fundamental difference with the paper in looking into those facts and finding the truth. And I think pretty soon here the truth will come out about what's happening here in the county. And, you know, the paper simply here is using what they have to try to influence the outcome of an election. I think the people and the voters are smarter than this. They always have been, and they'll see right through this this stunt.
Oh, we're going to have to take a break here. Our guest, of course, is Patrick Jones. Terry, hold on. We're going to be with you right after these messages from our sponsors here at KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County. Paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. there are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, 824 in the morning, June the 1st. 605-4567 is our numbers, are coming into our chat room at KCNR1460.com, as many of you do. Our guest is Patrick Henry Jones, running for District 3. Running for County Supervisor in District 3.
Now, and, Carl, when are you going to get that guy some rabbits? I want to know that.
Daniel, you know, when he said rabbits, I thought, what did I promise? You know, I'm thinking in the back of your mind. Okay, we've got the phone lines loaded up. Terry, you have a question for Patrick Jones.
I do. How's everybody doing this morning?
Very good.
We're fine, Terry.
The other day you had Silas Lyons on, Carl, and I called in and asked a question on who exactly does the opinions in the editorials about the opinion on who the record church is going to back and all that good stuff. And Silas Lyons said that was a good question, and his comment was basically it was three people in his editorial department. Now, the other thing is that could it be said, because of the logic being used by the Record Searchlight, that the second question I had that day was about how much an ad would cost the size of a full page. Silas said he didn't know. Carl, you made the comment that it was around $6,000. That's probably
That's what I'd been told. You know.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close. And, you know, when you look and see what Hawkins has put into the paper, I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. And working in the business industry for a long time and working with some advertising, I know that an insertion charge, like for Walmart or Kmart or someplace like that, doesn't give the paper as much money as a full-page ad does. So could it be said that with the support of Hawkins by the Record Searchlight, does that have anything to do with the question mark, the $6,000 that these guys are paying every week?
That's a good question.
It's a great question. Thank you, Terry.
Sure.
And really what I think the paper is doing here, because I've had many talks with both Bruce Ross and Mr. Lyons, and the reality here is I think they're trying to keep readership high, and I think that's having a great deal to do with what they write. And unfortunately, I don't know if that's really the truth in a lot of cases. And, you know, and the public is starting to see this trend. And there's going to be a backlash, and I think the paper, unfortunately, I'm not sure if they're seeing that. And so it's disappointing to see what's happening during this election, and they're certainly trying to predict or try to have some influence on the outcome of an election.
I think, and someone said the other day that they've had 38 articles in 2 years. he says it because it sells, and he believes it's because it sells papers, and because they're of course their circulation is dropping and all that. Okay, let's go to our second caller, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Patrick?
I sure do. Continuing our money talk here, Patrick, I know that you're a commissioner on the board of LAFCO, and can you, I got a two-parter here. First, I want you to give a quick explanation of what LAFCO is, and then my question is, can Shasta County terminate the employee status of the contract officer of LAFCO, the executive officer, and turn it into an independent contractor status?
Well, first let's start with what LAFCO is, and I am the city's representative committee. And what that has to do with district, sphere of influence changes, annexations that could happen within the city, lots of those types of topics. It's a board, a committee that's made up of folks from the cities, the counties, and people at large. And so it's a diverse group of people, but they do have knowledge on these types of issues. And I particularly wanted to be on LAFCO because of things that I saw, annexations particularly within the city of Reading here, where I thought were harmful and hurtful, and I wanted to have a say in that process. The city of Reading, for example, is 62 square miles, and they're still considering more annexations, and I consider that to be a huge problem to supply all the roads, fire, police protection, all those things that we're required to do, and then we're continuing to add to our responsibilities. I consider that to be bad planning, and so I wanted to have a say on the LAFCO board. The board itself you know, just like many other boards that I serve on, we do get a pick and have evaluations on the executive director of LAFCO. And so that's something the board could decide to do and could make those changes if we so felt that there was a change necessary. Right now, we do have an issue pending up in the Fall River Valley with a district there and an expansion, a sphere of influence expansion. And so there is some definite issues going on there. And there may be some litigation coming forward, but ultimately I think it's going to be up to this board to make that decision. And I don't think they're there yet. I hope that it works out. I hope that folks in the Fall River Valley get the recognition that they want. And I believe that it's ultimately up to the residents on this sphere of influence change. If it's what the residents want, I can support it. And that's why I wanted to have a voice on LAFCO board. So I hope that answered some of the questions, Sally. And I know it's a long and complex issue, but I know you're staying informed on it, and I appreciate the question.
Yes, and thank you for visiting our area, which Shasta County down there in the county seat seems to forget.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. I was up at Round Mountain last night, Bernie the night before, Palisadro the two nights before that. I'll be up at Fall River this Sunday. It's great to get out, and we were at Big Bend last Saturday, and that's really what a supervisor needs to do is get out to the district and listen to the people.
Well, I can't wait for the voting day.
Okay, Sally, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You're welcome.
You bet. We got 30 seconds left before we take a break, so can't really get into it. But I want to come back and talk about Measure A. I want to talk about the water. The water question too on the county or the integrated water board.
Right. We'll talk about.
Yeah, but we don't have time to get started on that. Our guest is Patrick Henry Jones, running for county supervisor, District 3. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Unemployment rose last month to 8.2%. That's a tenth of a point rise. The increase in unemployment has led to a decrease on Wall Street.
Our biggest sell-off is 2012, and the Dow is now negative for the year 2012. We thought May was a tough month, and we still have Europe as a problem. Certainly a lot of selling here on Wall Street.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides at the New York Stock Exchange, where the Dow is down 220 points. The Obama administration says military intervention into Syria isn't being considered yet, but if it ever is,
we are prepared for any contingency or for any action that we're called upon to do.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta on a flight to Singapore. While he's meeting with Asian leaders, UN envoy Kofi Annan is still trying to make a negotiated ceasefire work in Syria, which he says has made him impatient and frustrated. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest is Patrick Jones this morning. We know that we're all in a heated race here. We have just a few days left. So glad to have you here for the next 25 minutes. We're taking calls 605-4567 as well as your text messaging. And how about chat packing us at KCNR1460.com? I have questions for you, but Carl said he had something first. He wants to hit measure A.
Yeah, A and B.
Yes.
You've taken a stand that's a little bit different than other supervisors or people running for the position, and also all five supervisors. Not saying all of them are the
right.
You know, but no. They've all voted 5-0. Most of the other candidates for supervisor are saying is that they're in favor of Measure A.
Actually, not in District 3. In fact, candidates in District 3 are voting the exact same way that I am, and we're voting no both on A and B. And so we both believe strongly about the moratorium for 24 years, and we are all going to vote no on that.
Okay, so that the no vote means is that you're voting down the 24-year moratorium, and in this case it's because of?
Well, it's just that's too long of a time. The individuals and the property owners there should have a say in that in a shorter time period than that. So, you know, to me, that is too lengthy of a time.
Does anything do with personal property rights?
It does. It really does. And, you know, you should be able, if the people come forward and want to make a change, they should be able to do that sooner than 24 years. Now, I'm going to start with this sentence first for Measure A, because this is a strong statement. And this is what this is from the Shasta County Department of Resource Management. This is from Rick Simon, and this came from the Planning Commission, and then this was a recommendation from the Planning Commission, and then ultimately to the Board of Supervisors. And it's to adopt the statements of overriding consideration for impacts identified in the EIR, and this is with regards to the Hawkins development, as significant and unavoidable. And the supervisors passed that 5-0. That was wrong. And that's my big objection, more so than objecting to the measure. I object to overriding an EIR that showed that you had unavoidable and unmitigatable effects that are going to affect residents of City of Reading. I am an elected official. I represent the residents right now of City of Reading. They will have impacts on Churn Creek Road and South Bonneview Road, and they simply would not address those. And I have concerns with that, and for that, I can't support Measure A. It's because of specific things that Hawkins is not doing. And, in fact, we know this because of the current lawsuit with the state of California and Caltrans costing taxpayers a lot of money right now because they are not – this is the statement of why that suit is moving forward and costing taxpayers money. If this developer chose to develop this area in accordance with the rules that Caltrans has, I could support it. I really
okay,
could.
So your opposition to this is because, in your opinion, that they're not, well, and you kept talking about Caltrans, But you could support Measure A if these questions were answered or resolved.
Absolutely. If they would resolve the problems there, and I know it's long and frustrating, and that's where you really need your supervisors to help you through that process, because it's not easy, and the government regulation is atrocious. I've been doing that exact same thing at Oasis Road, helping those developers there get to a point where they can develop. And I can say now proudly that we're going to be moving forward and turning dirt most likely this year at Oasis Road. We have Caltrans support. We didn't get sued there. We did our traffic analysis. We have Caltrans approval, and we're moving forward in a proper manner. We have sewer. We have water. We have police and fire protection. It's kind of what the city is all about. All those things were unavoidable at the Hawkins project, and they simply did not want to address those issues. And the county, because of the money situation, because things are very tight right now, bypassed that. And that is a mistake. And that's why I'm not supporting Measure A. And really, when you start talking to the other candidates in my race, it all becomes very clear that it's all going to be about, it comes down to that, that you have an EIR that is not being addressed. And you simply can't do that. You have to address those issues. This is a major project, and they're going to have to address those issues. Unfortunately, there's so many important issues in this election, and I'm sad to say that Measure A and Measure B has taken so much time on the airways and in the newspaper about so many other issues. I was really hoping this election would be about, at least on the county level, about a culture change needed to happen at the county. And I was hoping that would rise up to the forefront of issues and we could really discuss that.
Okay, well, let's talk about that when we get back, the culture in the county. Or the viewpoint of the county and what the county supervisors, what they think and how they lead has so much to do with what on how businesses are done and how and what attracts businesses, but also how our county survives. So this culture of the county is the first time I've heard somebody really mention that. So I'm interested in hearing what that
means.
Plus,
I have some other questions for you, Patrick, that have come in through the chat room and just want to ask you questions on the spot. We'll be right back.
When Linda asked me that, I'm nervous.
I get nervous.
Hang in there, KCNR 1460.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:45 in the morning, a portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Our guest is Patrick Henry Jones.
And they probably do butch cuts, and that's what...
For years, so they're looking for a person that will do that. Now, I have also committed to two terms. I think that's important. Get what you can do done in a timely manner and move on. I've also agreed, it's been my position always, to refuse all retirement and health care benefits. I've done that at the city. I will do that at the county. It's a pleasure to serve, and we need to serve. We need to quit thinking about enriching ourselves and think about what we're really doing, and we're serving the residents of our district. That's the goal. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, on that one, Patrick, you know, frankly, as a taxpayer and somebody that votes, if somebody's representing me the way they should, and this is a full-time job, that they're taking this and they're taking, you know, I mean, this is their business, is to support or to take care of our interest. I have no problem with the salary, with the retirement, and the health care while they're in there. I mean, that to me is that's okay with me. And I understand what you're saying. And I understand what you're saying. And that's fine, too. I mean, but I don't have a problem with people doing that, because it's a full-time job on that. But
I guess my thought there, Carl, is that after 5 years, you're going to get a retirement for the rest of your life. I just fundamentally disagree with that. Because it's about service.
I have a little bit of a problem with that.
Right.
In fact, I've got a, you know, that one maybe I may want to rethink. But while you're in there, you should, you know, you get paid for doing a job, and then you get all the package that comes with
and
that.
And keep in mind also at council, when I joined the Reading City Council in 2006, you get, after 5 years of service, you get that health care package for life. I just think that's wrong as well. And that's why I stepped up right from the very beginning.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Okay, you know, while you're in there, I'm fine with
but
that.
But it's not how it is.
But if you've done 30 years, you know, in government service or whatever service it is, I see that, and I can support that. But after 5 years in the city, you know, then you know, guess what? Your health benefits should end.
There's another part of it, too, is I really think that you need to be successful in the private sector. Get those things for yourself in the private sector, then go serve the public. So I just feel strongly about that.
I see. And I see what you're saying. But I'm just saying, as a taxpayer, I mean, that is – okay, that's nice. I mean, it is. And I understand what you're saying. But I also look at if other people are in there and this is what they're doing, and they've given up, you know, their business – in many ways, and that this is kind of, you know, then they need to be taking, if they're taking care of us, then this is a small part of it. If they're doing their job and taking care
of
us, that's the big question. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Patrick Henry Jones, District 3, running for District 3 Supervisor for Shasta County.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let dad and mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable, only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment, our last 5 minutes before we go into the weekend is June 1st. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, Redding Harley Davidson. Established in 1977 right here by David and Robin Wright. And they take a daily interest. They're down there. They want to make sure they give great customer service to all their customers. They carry everything there. They've got the new bikes, the 2012 bikes, the ones that are left because they are selling them very fast. Accessories, clothing, you name it, it's there, and they take great care of your bike. I've had nothing but great service there. You can sell your bike, trade it in, financing's available. They're over at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call, 241-7117. Tuesday through Saturday, they're open 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Just remember, experience the ride, live the dream. Ready, Harley Davidson. Our guest, Patrick Henry Jones here, running for supervisor. Okay, let's talk water in our last 5 minutes.
Excellent.
Water. It's this board they're talking about. It's an integrated board of five counties. Now, what I understand is, it has no teeth.
Not right now, but now, it's not a five county, it's not a four county, but it's a six county memorandum of understanding.
Okay.
But that's how these processes start. And I've been pretty outspoken about regional water.
You are really against this.
Well, here's why.
I mean, at least it seems like.
And here's why. When you read the very first sentence, related to water resources, we do not recognize your jurisdictional boundaries with regards to water. And so, you know, when you have a memorandum of understanding, and that's really the first sentence that you start off with, that sets the tone for the entire memorandum. And, you know, here in Shasta County, this is a top issue, the protection of our water rights. And when it says we don't recognize your jurisdictional boundaries, I've got some great concerns with that. And I can tell you in this district, people have great concerns with what's happening in the forest and what's happening with the water. Poor logging practices and water-related issues, and the protection of our water rights. And so when you meet up with six counties, and these are all, keep in mind, these five other counties are all southern counties. So what do they want? They want water. We've got it. I'm going to fight for that I have a problem with Regional Water when they say we don't have the jurisdictional rights that I believe that we have. And so it doesn't mean that I don't want to sit down at the table with them, but I'm going to be very cautious, because I know what they want. And we're in the fight of our life with regards to water, and we don't have to look too far.
And you don't. And we came back, and I'm not taking, you know, this thing on the Integrated Water Board, you know, we're looking at that too. I mean, but what we saw, Linda and I saw coming back from Southern California, we came up through that, the Harris Ranches and all that area up in there and that Fresno, that thousands of acres that used to be productive, it's gone. The water has been cut off, trees cut down, fruit trees, orchards cut down. There used to just fallow land there, and it was all over the water, and they talked about it.
I can tell you for sure, you know, recently at the county, the board just about approved the goals and objectives before they were even set, and that's a real concern, and we have to do better than that. And they were pushing for that. The chairman was pushing for that when the goals and the objectives. It's like writing a blank check with regards to water. Very bad idea. This is going to be a huge topic. Anybody that's running for supervisor, this is going to be the fight. And we really have to step up our game today and protect what's ours, and this water is ours.
Patrick Henry Jones, where are you going to be this weekend and the next 4 or 5 days?
Yes, great question.
Are you
going to
be speaking somewhere? How can someone get a hold of you?
Absolutely, 222-3223. You can give me a call. Go onto my website, patrickhenryjones.com 2012. I'm going to be at a variety of different events, walking neighborhoods. I'm going to be up at the Air Day at Fall River this Sunday morning at 7. But most importantly, I'm going to be at Tobacco and Brew on June 5th, and I'm inviting multitude of candidates to come and enjoy the victory celebration for all a variety of different conservative candidates, and we're going to have some food. So all my friends out there that have helped me work, been so many of them, and for the other candidates that have been invited, you know, we're going to have a great time. We're going to celebrate this, and then we're going to get to work.
Okay, that's in the community room there.
That is correct.
I assume, and we've been there to other. Election nights.
They have
big screen TV.
We've got council that night, and I'm going to finish up at a council at about 7:30, and we'll start around there.
Okay. Monday we've got Sam Honestead will be on. We've got Gary Hawkins, the owner of Hawkins Company. I mean, he hasn't been on anywhere else. We want to talk to him, find out who he is, find out what you know, why did you come here, and then also enjoy magazine. Have a great weekend, my friends. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Have a great weekend.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Millions of Americans out of work, 69,000 jobs created in May.
With today's jobs report, it's clear that we have work to do.
Though House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi notes it's the 27th straight month that jobs have been added, while the president's critics pounce on this latest jobs report. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
It's an easy call for House Republicans.
These job numbers are pathetic.
GOP leader Eric Cantor reflecting the leadership's position that President Obama's policies have not worked. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen, though, says he fears Republicans believe the only way out
is to adopt a souped-up version of many of the policies that got us into the mess to begin with.
And a White House spokesman says the economy added 27 jobs for 27 straight months, but admits still that's not a pace that will aid the recovery, Lisa.
Rich, right now the Dow down 204 points, slipping below 12,200.